I just want to see if a cough would start that clock. Apparently not. Now, I want to tell you a story about a guy named Brian Clark, chubby kid named Brian. Brian decided that he wasn't happy with his lot in life being chubby. So he got on his health fitness kick and started really taking care of himself, became a marathon runner. Sometime during his young adult life, mid-adult life, he went to the Mayo Clinic for a routine physical. He's having a conversation with the head doctor there, and during the course of the conversation, they got to talking about insurance and et cetera. And Brian asked him, he said, "Let me ask you something, doc." He says, "What are the two main drivers of longevity?" He said, "Well, it's simple. Access to medical care and weight. Those are the two things that drive longevity more than anything else." So Brian says, "Well, so if you're telling me that if I got a group of people who actually take care of themselves, access medical care on a regular basis, and maintain a weight range, maintain their weight, that those that the mortality for that group is better than the average group of people?" Doctor said, "Certainly." Well, to Brian, that was interesting because he was our chief actuary. He was also our chief strategist at the time. So Brian goes back and starts researching, starts doing a lot of calculations and whatever, and found out that, yes, that was true, that people who access medical care on a regular basis and who take care of themselves from a weight standpoint live longer. So the thought was, well, if those people as a group live longer and I can identify them, then why would I charge them the same rates as people who don't take care of themselves or I don't know whether they take care of themselves? And so there he worked on and became the wellness rider. The wellness rider states something very simple. It says if you, your client, will simply go to his or her doctor once every 2 years for a physical, their doctor, their physical, whatever he calls a physical, and maintain a weight range which is set at issue. We have a guy that has the wellness rider. He's 6 foot and 350 pounds. Doesn't matter how much you weigh. It's how much you weigh at the time, and then give a range. So the whole point became, if in fact you will take care of yourself and maintain that weight, we will start to reduce the charges in your life insurance product on a guaranteed basis. Now, Brian, being the actuary, had to prove all this, right? So he goes about really doing all the actuarial studies and came out with the wellness rider. So the wellness rider is not some gimmick rider. This thing was actually very, very carefully constructed. And it's also guaranteed, okay? The good part is that now with all the talk about NLG, premiums going up for all the right reasons, you have an opportunity to have these actual NLG premiums come down if your clients will simply go to their doctor on a regular basis and maintain their weight. They will actually get half that credit if they just go to the doctor. Make sense? Mr. Chairman, I gladly yield the rest of my time to the fine gentleman from Metropolitan.